Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd like to welcome Senior Master Sergeant Granados, our branch manager for DAF Promotion Operations.
Thank you, General. It's good to be here.
Thanks for being here. Looking forward to this one today. So we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Now, I've been really looking forward to this podcast because we're coming up on a very important event that happens every year. It's a very rewarding topic because we get to talk about recognizing the outstanding men and women who serve across the Department of the Air Force. Now, every single day, I'm genuinely awed by the sheer talent that we get to see and the raw initiative of our airmen. And so it's really profoundly humbling because this opportunity we're going to talk about, we get to see the best of the best from across the Air Force. And it just gives me incredible confidence that we're going to continue to deliver for our Air Force and Space Force and for our nation.
You know, whenever a conversation turns to the immense challenges we face, my thoughts immediately go to our airmen and guardians. They are more technically adept, more strategically innovative, and more fiercely driven than ever before. I'd say our future isn't just in good hands, General. It is being actively forged by the most capable warfighters on the planet.
Absolutely, and you're spot on. What we're talking about is our Outstanding Airman of the Year.
Previously known as the 12 Outstanding Airmen of the Year, the program's history dates back to 1956. It was established by the Air Force Association to recognize the incredible professionalism and dedication of our enlisted force. Each year, we select those airmen and guardians who truly represent the best of us, airmen who regularly exceed the standards, demonstrating exceptional leadership, job performance, and community involvement.
And the great thing, especially right now, we have five very key words that help us with this process, and that's standards, lethality, accountability, meritocracy, readiness. This is our Secretary of War has told us is about the warrior ethos. And so we are, of course, looking at those qualities anchored in our Air Force core values of integrity, service before self, and excellence in all we do as we look at across all of these amazing airmen to pick just those few that are going to be called Outstanding Airmen of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to introduce, speaking of the best of the best, a couple of our former Outstanding Airmen of the Year. And we have two of them today, one from the 35th Intelligence Squadron at JBSA Lackland. We have Tech Sergeant Gary Logdog Jeffrey, and from our own AFPC Director of Personnel Support Assignment Sections, Major Arifal Hawk. Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, sir. It's great to be here.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Let's start. We're going to talk to each of you and just kind of tell us where you were and when you were nominated and selected and kind of what were the highlights from your perspective. We'll start with Sergeant Jeffrey.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I was getting ready to deploy at the end of 2018 into 2019. So it was my last hurrah as an airman. I was fortunate to be selected for staff. So it was just on a whim, kind of putting in the last package to be Airman of the Year and just kind of waited to see what happened. I didn't actually find out until about halfway through my deployment. I worked in a joint environment, so my commanding officer was an Army lieutenant colonel. So we got the phone call down in the med shed to, in the best and polite way the Army knows how, to report up to his office. And so politely and ever so respectfully telling me to sit down and to stay quiet because he needed to deliver a message to me. VTC came through and it was the AETC commander and command chief. And I was kind of shaking in my boots because at that point as an E4, I had never come across anybody higher than an O5. So to see that on the screen, I was not sure what was about to happen. My brain kind of just kicked into overdrive, and I was ready to apologize for whatever it was that garnered a general to be on the screen with me. And he had asked, why are you apologizing for being outstanding? And so that threw me for a loop because at the time, I again still didn't know anything about the 12-way Y program or award. And so I was like, sir, I'm not kind of tracking what it is that you're saying. And he's like, I don't understand why you're apologizing for being outstanding, because you have been, this is your formal notification that you've been selected as one of the 12 outstanding airmen of the year.
That's really cool. That's something about us senior leaders. We like to surprise people. It's just more entertaining for us. I'm not sure it's more entertaining for you. It sounds like it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but I think when it's good news like that, you know, at the end of it, we all get to be excited about it. So glad you survived the experience. So Major Hawk, how about you?
Sir, thank you again. It's a real honor to be here. And to be honest, this takes me back. It's been about a decade since I actually talked about the 12AI program, similar to Sergeant Jeffries. The notification came from PACAF. At that time, it was General Herbert Hawk Carlisle. And he calls the phone. I pick up, and he says, you're missing something on your ribbon. And I was like, I'm not missing anything, sir. I think I pushed all my ducks in a row and got everything to you guys. I don't know what I'm missing. And I didn't pick up on it when he said I was selected as 12AY. And at that time, I was scrambling to go on a deployment, so it wasn't really clicking to me when that news was delivered. But I was working at Yokota. I was a CE troop at that time, and I don't know what 12A was. I wasn't even selected for any awards up until that year in 2014 as base airman of the year. And so when it got to PACAF level, it was a total shock and a surprise. And they had a good laugh because you know, it's GO telling an A1C, soon to be a senior airman, you're missing something. I'm like, I didn't miss anything, sir. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And that was it. That was the news that was delivered to me.
Nice. And yeah, you obviously just said it, but if the listeners have caught it, I did introduce you as Major Hawk. And of course, you just said you were a senior airman at the time. And so not only are you prior enlisted and commissioned as an officer, but you have a little bit of an interesting background as well, because you're not originally from America, right?
Yes, sir. I was born and raised in Bangladesh. I came to the States when I was 9. And I told myself after I finished college, I want to earn my citizenship. And so I wanted to earn it by wearing the nation's cloth. I joined. I was enlisted when I started out. And funny story, I was one of 5 at basic training in Air Force history to receive my citizenship at basic. And so I can't be any more grateful for the Air Force. And the trajectory has taken me, and I want to continue to serve based on just the privilege to wear it and not all the things I've gotten out of it as to commission as a 12AY. But I love serving.
Amazing. Well, we're very fortunate to have you serving, so thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to surprise Sergeant Jeffrey, so I'm curious the story about the leeches.
I get that a lot, crazy enough. I shared the package to kind of help develop people and show them kind of, you know, what you can kind of tailor out of your experiences, and I do get the question about the leeches a lot. So Kiesler Medical Group kind of being one of the big 5 as they know it. And so we had a burn victim that had come in, and they were trying to figure out what ways that they could, you know, mitigate a lot of what was going on. And I think there was a nurse that had suggested the idea of a leech treatment with the infection. And so the call came down to logistics, because nobody usually needs logistics until something hits the fan. And so they asked if there was any way that we could procure a leech treatment, because that was what they had read was the most effective. As an A1C, getting told that I need to figure out a way to procure medical grade leeches was kind of threw me for a loop. But fortunately enough, reaching out to some of the other large MTFs, we were able to actually source them from Wright-Patterson. They had actually just, ironically enough, finished a leech treatment. And so it was just a Facebook message of, hey, how do we get rid of medical grade leeches that have become, you know, a human biohazard? And I was like, well, if you have spare leeches, ironically enough, like, we have somebody who desperately needs them. So in about 24 hours, we coordinated all of the shipping for everything. And we were able to get the leeches at Kiesler and then ultimately save the patient's limb.
That's really cool. I appreciate the leeches story. But for both of you, you know, this is such an experience that you went through. Thank you for walking us back through what that experience was. For Major Hawk, if you could give one piece of candid advice to a brand new airman who is ambitious and wants to follow in your footsteps, what would it be?
Sir, to a new airman or just any airman on a day-to-day base, just do your job and master it. Mission comes first. People always, as we've been told, you can do more. And by volunteering for tough jobs, taking the initiative and leading your airmen and peers, and you show your formal leadership position, it will be rewarding in itself. And most importantly, invest in the people around you. It's a team success. And so your success will be a reflection of your team. And if you just do that, you pour everything into your service and your team, the mission will succeed.
Thank you, sir.
And that's awesome. And a similar question for Sergeant Jeffrey, you know, as you continue to serve as an NCO and as a senior NCO, how do you see, you know, how can our both enlisted officers and our civilians, all of us, you know, who have the opportunity to be supervisors, how do we elevate our airmen, you know, with whom we work and do, you know, the same thing as someone did for you to be able to push you forward for recognition for all the amazing things that we do every day?
Yeah, so I have a personal philosophy that I try to impart to everybody, and it's the good, better, best mentality. So never stop until your good is better and your better is best. And then coupling that as a supervisor and then leading laterally and challenging the people that supervise me, I look at doing two types of things, and it's applying the pressure and providing support. So each iteration that, you know, you're handing down a task to an airman or to a peer or, you know, empowering those people to take responsibility for what they do, you're slightly each and every single time kind of turning up the heat on the pot, you know, giving them the opportunity to demonstrate that they're ready and they're able to continuously provide to the next level. But then you have that give support piece because a lot of the times, you know, it's great if people hit it out of the park. But I think one thing that we can kind of attest to with our, you know, respective 12 OAYs is that hitting it out of the park each and every single time isn't what makes you outstanding. It's the failures that kind of come with that and bouncing back from those failures as well. So being able to apply that pressure and then providing support to the people who need it, I think going those hand in hand with that good, better, best ethos is kind of a recipe for success.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that.
So anything else for a team?
Just a few key dates for OAY this year. So planning is fully underway. We have a lot of new things coming out this year, right? So there'll be a in-person board, as I think we did it last year as well. Some fitness will be involved on there and professional development as well. So it's going to be an exciting time to recognize our best, and we're really looking forward to it.
Gentlemen, anything else that you'd like to provide for our listeners today?
Certainly, sir. I just want to say that it's a testament to our leaders and mentors that got us to where we were as a 12 OAY. We didn't make it on our own. I really have to thank my previous mentors and seniors that have invested in me to reach that level.
I would have to echo the same sentiment. I think it's just culminating a team effort and recognizing, you know, one individual from the team. But I had fantastic civilian and military mentors that led me to where I am. Yeah, I would be remiss without saying thank you for you guys providing the time, and then as well as my leadership for putting me up.
And I'll echo that. Thank you to all of our supervisors, commanders, mentors, and everyone out there who's listening who takes care of our airmen every day and does those kind of things. It's really important for what we do, for that recognition. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here today to engage with our listeners. So I really enjoyed this discussion. We look forward to celebrating our Outstanding Airman of the Year this fall in September at the Air Force and Space Association event held in D.C. All right. Well, please join us for our next podcast when we will discuss how do we prepare airmen, guardians, and families for our overseas assignments. If you have a question or issue you'd like us to address, look for our contact information in our summary from your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.